to be frozen, be frozen.
Hey everyone, and welcome to an Oh My God, You Won't Believe This Happened, I'm Not Here to Make Friends Big Brother special.
Yeah, this is episode 68, and it's going to be crazy.
Crazy with a capital C.
Wow.
Crazy with a capital C on so many levels.
Now, I want to introduce our friend with a capital BBM. That would be Big Brother Mike. Hey, what's up, Mike?
Big bowel movement?
No, you don't pick it apart.
Hey. I don't know if I want to continue now. Maybe I'll do a BBM first.
There you go. So, really, Sunday is inconsequential.
Sunday is nominations, luxury, blah.
Yeah, so let's talk about that really quick, because really what we really need to get to is Tuesday's episode, because that's when all the shit goes down. So in Sunday's episode, and as you last know, Michelle won head of household. And in this episode, we're going to go through the luxury competition, her nominations. And I think we should start out with everybody acting as if Jesse had just died in front of their eyes.
Oh, yeah, especially the chicks.
And I don't understand
on his team. Because Kevin is like, you're all ridiculous. But Shima and Natalie and Lydia are like, moo.
Yeah, I think they're all being babies about the whole situation, and they're all upset that Jesse's gone, that they don't have their power anymore, and I kind of like Jeff's reaction, where he's just like, oh, how does it feel now?
Yeah.
This is exactly what they did.
He's not dead.
That guy turned water into wine, don't you know?
He was such a gentleman. He never lied to anybody. Let's drink his wine and offer a toast to the man, the myth, the legend, who is Jesse. Come on.
Remember, do you remember when he was going to put me up that first week? Well,
he did put you up.
Well, he did, but still, he was nice about it. That's like saying, remember, he was going to hit me that one time. Well, he did. But still, he did it with the most class.
And he got me an ice pack afterwards to help the swelling.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And they're like, remember when he did this really awful thing, but then we still loved him anyways? Oh, so nice. And he prayed for us every night. Whatever. And I like how, like, no one's saying, wait a minute, Natalie can't be 18. There's liquor in the house.
Yeah, they didn't do much with that, and no one's really talked about that too much. But, you know, I really don't care. Jesse's gone. Yeah. They can sit and lament. Everything that happened in the house after Friday night and over, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning, all had to do with Jesse and Jeff's coup d'etat. So don't really care. Let's just go back to Sunday. Who did Michelle nominate? Of course, she put up Chima and Michelle. Oh, boy, that's when all the shit hit the fan.
That's when the shit hit the fan. And, I mean, the luxury competition before that was pretty fun. It was a casserole competition.
Tasting casseroles, trying to match them up.
Yeah, they get to eat every day. And this is the first competition where they were playing as a team.
Yeah.
For things, as opposed to groups of one and two and ones I have and ones I have not. They were playing as a cohesive unit.
Supposedly.
I just like when Russell would walk by and she was like, don't look at me, asshole.
Yeah. Like,
how old is she?
Yeah, she didn't want to be in that house. They should have just put her on slop for the day and a half she was going to leave. You know.
I know, for real. So they're eating every day except for Monday. They get a barbecue grill.
Yeah.
They don't get a steak and lobster feast, but whatever.
But they also get no cold showers. Yay!
Yeah, they get hot water, so that's fun. But yeah, so that was that. It was kind of interesting to watch, but I could have left it or took it. Let's talk about nominations. Michelle nominates Shima, of course, and Natalie, of course. And, I mean, that was a very strategic play. But, again, like they have so many other weeks, they took it so personally.
I'm a crybaby. I'm a crybaby. That's what they're all saying.
They took it so personally.
Yeah, I mean, Shima, I'm so pissed. I'm going home. Michelle stabbed me in the back. I'm not going to give them a chance to vote me out.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was so retarded. And
kept on going on about how America screwed them over.
Yeah, America, you're real stand-up people.
And Jeff screwed him over, and why is Russell still in the house, and Jesse's gone, and all the good people are suffering, and the evildoers are taking over the house. What happened for the first 5 weeks of the season?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it's just the power shift that they don't really like.
Okay, but let's not ignore the 600-pound gorilla in this in this episode. The good news is Chima's gone.
Yes.
The even better news is the house guest didn't even have to evict them because Allison Grodner threw her out of the house.
Yeah.
And she's not. Let's sort of go through all the little machinations that happened Friday night, Saturday morning.
Exactly. So she's sleeping, and you find out that outside for the POV competition, there's a little mini setup for, like, a mini golf.
Yeah.
And, Shima, you know, knowing that she's on the block, really needs to practice for this POV. Now, earlier in the week, you know, she has been threatening that if this coup d'etat is used, you know, blah, blah, blah.
She's a baby.
I'm not, you know, they better hold me back. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to the diary room. I'm going to take my dear sweet time to get there. Da, 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 da. They put up with it. Big Brother put up with it as long as they could. You know,
So they can't stand it anymore.
So Shima goes outside without her microphone. And what does Big Brother say? As always.
Shima, please put on your microphone.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
It's in your contract. You need to play by the rules. F this. I'm not getting
it. So, of course, she refuses again. Kevin and Natalie and Lydia say, you know, you got to put on your microphone. She still refuses. Kevin actually goes, gets her microphone, gives it to, I believe, Natalie. Natalie hands it to her. She just takes a look at the microphone and tosses it right into the hot tub.
Yeah. Can you believe that? And then they tried to go, it slipped out of her hand.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. She threw it halfway across the yard into the hot tub. Natalie and Lydia had to fish it out.
Yeah.
But no, it slipped out of her hand. She
didn't get
thrown out for that.
Natalie's all like, it just slipped, it fell out of her hand. Lydia had the best response ever, like, yell.
Yeah, it fell. And then later on, Kevin's like, they're not stupid. There's 10 million cameras everywhere.
Yeah. So the producers again tell them, Lydia, go to the storage room, get a new microphone. Mm-hmm. She says she's not going to do it. And again, Kevin goes and gets her a mic. Finally, she puts it on. She swears at the producers. Then she takes the microphone off again. Mm-hmm. A little later that night, the producers call her into the diary room. She refuses, tells them that she's not coming. Mm-hmm. Finally, it takes Allison Grodner to say, Chima, come to the diary room now.
It's Allison Grodner.
Yeah,
go to the diary room now.
I just love Chima. Like, I want to see some faces. Why didn't you come here? You volunteered to be in this house. This is not like something they made you do.
Yeah, this is not really
1984. A real Big Brother is not keeping you down, faceless behind.
Yeah, and I like how they were like, she said that she wanted to go home. She was saying all this stuff, and they were like, I'm just going to walk out that door. And they're like, no, there is an exit. Like, there has to be. There has to be a door. And they're like, it's locked. No, it's not. What if there's a fire? There is no 100% locked doors. But yeah, it was just really weird. So she goes into the diary room, and finally she saunters over to the diary room. And I just like that we saw just, like, the backs of crew, and they were like, don't even bother sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I think that was actually Allison Grodner in the DR. She walks inside and is like, no need to sit down. You can walk out this way.
Yeah.
And to me,
boom,
totally puts the squash in all Shima's like, oh, I quit. No, we watched you walk right into the diary room, saw people tell you not to sit down and exit.
Yeah.
You got booted, lady.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that Chima came out with a letter that she sent to BigBrotherInquirer.com saying, nope, I didn't get thrown off. I said I wanted to quit, and I quit. You know, that's it. Even though, you know, when we're watching the live feeds, we kept hearing Lydia and Natalie and Kevin saying that she left. you know, that she quit, that she wasn't thrown off. Now, how can they keep saying that? Because, you know, when we come back from commercial after we see the scene where, you know, she's evicted in the diary room because they're all waiting for Chima to come back.
Right.
Allison Grodner calls all of the house guests into the living room, tells them not that Chima's been evicted. Chima has been expelled.
Yeah.
She didn't want to follow the rules, and she's been expelled for multiple rule violations.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell the house guests how it will affect them with the nominations.
In the morning, exactly. I just like how the first thing Natalie says is, Chima, they're going to make you pay for that microphone.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. She's ridiculous. So everyone's just kind of like, wow. Okay, and Kevin is just like, this is stupid.
He's crying because he tried to help Chima so she wouldn't get booted out.
You know why he's
this
crying?
This was so stupid.
You know why he's crying?
Because now he's stuck with Lydia and Natalie.
They're idiots.
And the numbers aren't in their favor anymore. This is the worst week Chima could have decided to do this. Because this week is when there's 8 left in the house. 4-4. It could have gone either way, this power shift. You know, because if you think about it, there's Jeff and Jordan. You're assuming Michelle and Russell are also on their team. Then you have Kevin, Chima, Lydia, and Natalie, 4-4. So whichever side wins out of household, there's still a good chance that, you know,
after the power veto.
Right, after the power veto, it could have went either way. Now the numbers are 4-3, so it's pretty much guaranteed that the next people getting kicked off are going to be
Natalie,
Lydia, and Kevin.
Then Kevin at the end. Because Kevin, that's a bit of a house cleaning, really.
Yeah.
No one really hates him like they hate Lydia.
It's just a numbers game now. I mean, unless Russell does something really stupid and gets put up, you know, it's going to be those four in the final four just because they have the numbers now.
Well, you never know what happens in a HOH, but we'll get to that in a little bit. You know, we see Natalie and Kevin and Lydia packing up all of Shima's garbage and, you know, Natalie complaining and blaming Michelle for Chima getting evicted because Michelle puts her up. And finally, you know, Lydia says, you know, it was Chima's problem and her choice to disregard the rules.
Yeah, since when did Lydia become rational?
Yeah, Lydia's also the most reason.
Yeah.
Well, she's...
You know, but again, they're over there. You know, Jeff in America took away her HOH power, you know.
It was Michelle. It was Michelle's fault because Michelle pushed her to do this. Yeah, well, she nominated her, which is the rules of the game. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Nothing personal. It's a game. No, it's Michelle. Michelle pushed her. She shouldn't have put her on the block. She knew how fragile she was because Jesse got eliminated, got evicted.
And Jeff stole her power.
They took away her HOH, and it's like, okay, calm the H down, Scrappy-Doo, and think about what the hell you're saying. There are moments I wonder if she is 18. And that this whole I'm 24 to America thing is bullshit because really she acts like she's about 15. And then they took my note and they read my note and he checked maybe as opposed to checking yes, he liked me. And I was like, what?
He circled the or between yes or no. And does that mean he likes Oregon more than me?
I mean, it's so ridiculous, but Lydia is now being the voice of reason, I guess at this point. And Kevin thinks this is kind of ridiculous. Kevin is
going to
be screwed.
Kevin almost wants to not hang out with those girls anymore. Yeah. Once they had the little dinner for Jesse, he seemed to be done with them. But he can't be because he made his bed with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and things change. So
yeah, well,
anyway,
things aren't going to change in the jury house because that last vote goes to America. And if
We'll see what happens. I think that's what's going to happen now that we only have 6 people.
That seventh juror vote is going to go to America. And America is definitely going to vote for someone on the Jeff and Jordan team. They're not going to vote for anybody on that team. Are you kidding me? So pretty much no matter who goes to the final two, it could be Lydia and Jordan. And Jordan's going to win.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the numbers. They don't have the numbers anymore because America's going to sway it back to the Jeff and Jordan team.
One of the last people screw over their own teammates so bad that they don't respect them anymore. Which we'll have to see as that goes.
Walking on sunshine, looking pretty good for Jeff Jordan.
So anyway, the next day we see Michelle coming out of the diary room with like a little letter, and it's an announcement from Big Brother saying that Michelle is no longer head of household because one of her nominees was evicted.
Mm-hmm.
There will now be a new HOH competition, that Michelle cannot compete in, right. Which is, you know,
it makes sense.
It's just as unfair as Chima, you know, Chima's comments about her HOH being taken mm-hmm. away. Nothing that she did.
Right.
Same thing could be said for Michelle. But, you know, she wanted Chima out. Chima's gone.
In the end, I mean, that's a successful HOH.
Yeah, she got what she wanted.
She got it done in 2 days. So,
you know, she was HOH for 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so give up a little bit of luxuries.
I mean, so anyway, we go out. That's the only thing. It's like, you know, she got what she wanted done. And this is really, having her not play in that competition and doing it this way is really the only way to get the game back somewhat on track.
Yeah.
Right. So the PvP game that was...
Well, you got to remember that this was supposed to be a double eviction week
right,
anyway.
Which it will not.
So we are going to get it. Well, we are going to get a double eviction.
No, you're not.
Well, we already got Shima out.
Well, you got Shima out. Well, it's going to be... No.
Yeah. Over the course of the week. But we're not going to...
Within the course of a week, there will be two evictions.
Yeah, but on...
But it won't be a double eviction in one night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we want to make that very clear. Thursday is no longer...
Accelerated week, like, ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we want to make it perfectly clear, though, that Thursday night is no longer a double live eviction.
Yeah, it would have been much nicer if Thursday, the house could just evict Chima.
Yeah.
And then we can evict Natalie or Lydia that same night. That would have been fun.
That would have been fun. But I'll take it anyway.
This was better TV.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So they go into the backyard, and we find out that POV challenge that was the mini golf is now the HOH competition. Makes sense. So how did the game be? How was the game played, Big Brother Mike?
Well, there's a number of different rounds. Each house guest gets one putt per round.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a hole in one, you get 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, just like golf, the lower the points, the better.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a hole in the one, there's like this little, I don't know what it is, a little wheel
mm-hmm.
behind it with a bunch of numbered slots. And if your ball falls into the numbered slot, that's the points that you get for the round.
Mm-hmm.
The person with the highest number of points is out of the competition. But you do get a prize each round,
mm-hmm.
and the lowest score wins.
Right. So the prizes range from, you know, luxury items to the HOH key. They do play this game pretty much every year, and it is a POV challenge,
yeah,
where it's like a swap.
Yankee swap.
It's a Yankee swap. And a lot of crazy things happen with it. But it's even more important this time around because it's not for POV. It's for HOH.
Yeah.
So imagine that. But now with the HOH. So let's talk about some of the rounds of golf that were played.
Well, the first round, we had a couple of holes in ones with Russell, Jeff, and Kevin.
The men know how to play golf.
Boys can go.
Well, you know, and the thing is,
only ladies forbidden. And
for all the time that Lydia and Natalie and Kevin spent golfing and practicing,
mm-hmm.
they did pretty poorly.
Yeah.
Natalie didn't get a hole in one. She got 2 points. Jordan got 3 points. Lydia was highest with 6 points, so she's eliminated in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
She selected her prize. Lo and behold, she's got the HOH key.
Mm-hmm. And she's drinking because there are mimosas.
Ooh, mimosas.
I think it's important that we need to point out that mimosas were free flowing.
Oh, yeah.
That'll come in handy later.
So we go to the second round, and actually there's four holes in one.
Mm-hmm. The boys again.
Jordan, Russell, Jeff, and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie misses. She gets 7 points. She's eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Her prize is a Hawaiian vacation,
mm-hmm.
and she kept that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense taking the HOH key. She's not going to
keep it.
You're not
going to keep it. Might as well get a chance at a Hawaiian vacation.
Round three, again, a couple of holes in one. Jeff and Kevin, again, get holes in one.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan gets 5 points. Russell gets 7 points. He's eliminated.
Oh, and he just missed that hole in one too.
It
bounced that little one sign, and it went the opposite way. And I was like, oh no, Russell.
So he picks his prize. It's a phone call from home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he doesn't want it. He trades it for the Hawaiian vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes that from Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I, And
Natalie starts to cry. She's like, I get to hear from my dad. Oh my god, this is the best thing that could be happening to Anna. Thank you so much, Russell. I didn't do it for you. I wanted a trip to Hawaii so I could send my parents. His whole rationale behind it is in his interview after that, he was like, oh no, I said that because, you know, people still don't trust me 100%. I wanted to make sure that people didn't think I was doing something nice for Natalie.
I will make her cry.
And the drinking continues.
Mimosa's still free-flowing.
We go to round four again. Boom. Jeff gets another hole-in-one. He's got four of them in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan gets 4 points. Kevin misses, falls into the five-point slots. Oh. He's eliminated. Yeah. His prize is $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping it. We go down.
This isn't the first time Kevin has won.
To the last round.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's won money before.
Yeah, he's won, I think, $2,500 before, too.
Yeah, I was just saying.
He's doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good money-wise, even if he doesn't win.
Now, at this point, Lydia's already jeering at Jeff and Jordan.
Yeah, look what happens now. Who saw this coming? Oh, yeah.
So Jordan, you know, Jeff says, well, what do you want to do this round? Jordan says that she really wants the HOH. Jordan goes first, gets 4 points. At this point, Lydia's already jeering him, you know, calling him names. And since Jeff... Yeah. You hoe. Put a hoe bag.
Beetlejuice.
So Jeff decides he's going to give Jordan the HOH, and he just...
Holds
off on the ball, throws it totally off of the
It was a very classy move. I mean, everybody knew that, you know, he was probably going to give it to Jordan if he had the opportunity.
Right.
Very classy move, very gentlemanly move, I think.
So he's eliminated. His prize is the spa experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't want the spa experience. He takes Russell's vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we're left with one prize left.
Mm-hmm. And it's Jordan.
So, we open it up and, oh, look at that. It's the Captain Unitard outfit.
It can't be a season of Crown without the Unitard.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a wonderfully stylish uniform, too.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cape and
goggles.
Booty shorts. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're working on the pants on the outside of the pants.
Yeah. Captain on the pants.
Yeah. So, of course, she trades that with Lydia for the HOH key.
Oh, which, fine. Just take it, why don't you? Ho puppet. Just do what Jeff wants you to do. You're a puppet. You're a puppet and a hoe. A hoe puppet. And then Jeff.
Go ahead. Vote me out.
Vote me out. And then Jeff's just like, don't listen to her. I mean, come on. Don't listen to her, Jordan. She's being ridiculous. I am not being ridiculous. And she storms off, and she's like, F you guys, whatever, Mr. Roper, Mrs. Roper, you look really classy right now. I don't give a shit.
What you did to Jesse and Shima was shit.
Got her head spun around a few times.
Listen, nobody did shit to Shima, all right?
Shima did shit to Shima. Oh, my God. So it's pretty funny, and we get to go and see Jordan's HOH room, of course, and... I mean, Jeff was just beaming with pride, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was so happy to get that letter from home. She was so happy to see pictures of her family. And Jeff was like, I did that. You know, he was really happy. He knows he made the great
choice. The best was Kevin. We didn't even invite Lydia. We didn't even wake her up. She would have been a downer.
Yeah, she would have made this terrible. Oh, my goodness. So it all.
You know, what was pretty cool, though, is what you didn't find out on the show is that Jordan's mom's house had been foreclosed on.
Oh, so that's why it was so important.
And she didn't know where her mom got the money to get a new place to live, but she's got a new boyfriend that might have helped out. So really, she's been wanting to do this so she can get a house for, you know, her mom and her brother.
Mm.
It was kind of funny. And one of the last things that her mom said in the letter is, no dirty words on TV. And we've seen Jordan's mom before on TV, and she seems to be a nice woman.
Yeah, when we saw her when they did the little package.
Oh, yeah.
The little package with Jeff and Jordan. They seem good, nice Southern, you know, Southern family. Yeah. I just like how they had that little Russell kind of called it out, like, would you date Jeff? Do you like Jeff? And she goes, well, if you lived in Charlotte, I'd date him. And he's just like, you hear that, Jeff? She wants to date him.
She didn't say that. She's like, I don't know. If you live, it could be a possibility. And Russell is just like, she said she'd date you, man.
Yeah, and then Jeff just kind of, out of the side, he goes, you want to get married? And she goes, sure, Jeff, I'll marry you. And he's like, great, we're engaged. And then she's like, I want a nice ring, though. You'll be happy with the ring I get you. Like, it was really funny. And then she's like, I want a really nice ring. One of us better win this game, then. I didn't know that there was such a big age difference between Jeff and Jordan.
I didn't
put it together.
Young.
Yeah, I didn't put it together. Shows how much I pay attention to the show. But, of course, once again, you know, a nice little nice moment, completely ruined by Team Sucker Pants. And Lydia comes walking by one of the rooms that Jordan and Michelle are
talking in the recycling room.
Yeah, and she just opens the door like, oh, I'm here, and she opens the door. She doesn't go in the room. She just wants to
be
intimidating.
She's completely sloshed. Too.
She's so wasted. And Michelle just goes, whatever, put on your unitard, bitch. Which sparks Lydia to go, no, she didn't, and run into the kitchen, open up Michelle's last two beers, and pour them down the drain. To which I said, okay, because Big Brother won't get her more? Okay.
Didn't Michelle even say that, too? It was like, yeah. I'll get two more tomorrow.
Yeah, so she's there, and I just like her response. She pours the beer into the sink, slams the glasses down, and then goes, cheers! And we're just like, oh my god, she's ridiculous. Michelle doesn't care. She's just like, whatever, I'll just ask Big Brother.
I'm pulling out your beers. What do you think about that? I pulled him out. And Michelle's like, oh, well, whatever. Great.
Yeah, great. I'm not 12. I don't need to hide my beer in my mom's basement or whatever. Like, get more. There will be more. I'm okay, you know. It's not like you're hiding. It's not like you poured my insulin down the drain and I'm going to die. You know, it was pretty funny.
But she just wants to be the new Chima for this week.
Exactly. So she's
I'm going to throw out your food. I'm going to throw out your beer.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Vote me out. I'm coming after you, Jeff. Come on.
And then Jeff says, oh, no, we're going to keep you here. I want to go and vote me out. Vote me out right now.
You're staying.
No, you're staying.
We're going to send Natalie first so she can spend extra time with Jesse all by herself.
Fine, then. Then you wait. You wait, Jeff, until I win HOH. And then Jeff's response, how can you win HOH? You get kicked out first in every competition. Wah, wah, wah.
I really think
and then,
that almost...
And like, then she goes into the DR and she's crying, I want to talk with Ronnie, Chima, Jesse.
Yeah. Because she has no real friends.
I really think the draw of Jesse and spending a week with Jesse alone may be Lydia's plan to try and get kicked out early.
Probably, but she's still being ridiculous. And then I like how Jeff was just like, you know what? You make these choices. Why are you making this so unpleasant for everybody? Everybody's got other things they want to do. Everybody wants to win. I can make that choice. I can bust this window. I could set these beds on fire, but I don't. I could, but I don't. Why do you have to be such a bitch? And then he was like, why don't you talk your friend down from the edge? He was talking to Kevin and Natalie, like, why don't you talk your friend down? It's not my responsibility to do it. And Kevin's just like, you know, she explodes, and if you give her one wrong look, you know, she goes crazy, and I just don't want to deal with it.
I don't blame him.
Snagglepuss. And away we go. But yeah, it was so crazy. I cannot wait, because we get to Jordan's nominations.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should take Day Yum Yum. They hide it.
Lydia's stuffed unicorn.
Yeah, Day Yum Yum is Lydia's stuffed unicorn that she got 2 years ago because she's not like 35. It's stupid.
Yeah, and she's got it around.
Day Yum Yum! Day Yum Yum!
Jeff and Jordan have to get it and like put a rope around its neck.
Throw it in the pool.
You can't destroy it. You're not supposed to destroy somebody's stuff, but you can hide it. And I'd be, you know, ooh, where's Day Yum Yum?
I can't breathe. I'm dying. How can you do this to me, Lydia? I would
just drive her nuts. Just hide it someplace, you know. Then we'll see her go off. It'll make Chima look like a dead church.
Yeah, for real. Oh, my goodness. So we get to Jordan finally after all this drama. We get back to the game.
Drama.
We finally get back to the game, and we figure out what Jordan's nominations are. We pull out the first key.
Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Pretty surprising.
I'm just like, where's Jeffries?
I started thinking about it. I was like, I thought that was a tip of the hat to Michelle's HOH being so short.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's what I initially thought, too. I said, well, okay, I'll give her Michelle, but Jeff better be the second one out of the box.
Jeff is second out of the box. And then I go, oh, well, the next one's going to be Russell. No.
It's Kevin. And I thought, that looked to say we appreciate you not being a total ass bag like the other ones have been.
Way to actually have a brain.
And to remind Russell, who is next, his place in this game.
Yeah, remember.
You are this close to being on the block,
Russell. We
still
don't trust you 100%. And then it's Russell fourth. The people who are nominated are Natalie and... As Natalie put it, she's been on the block 3 times in the past 5 days. And,
There's a reason.
No one likes you.
You suck.
So I can't wait to see what happens in the next episode because...
But it's funny. When she tells Lydia, she goes, it's because you want to leave the game? Well, here's your opportunity.
Yes. Oh, that was so great. As opposed to going because you're a crazy, crazy hose beast. That's why I put you up. Because you make me scared for my life.
You and your new pink hair.
Yeah, because she dyed her hair pink wearing the Captain Unitard outfit. Whatever. Is it dyed pink or is it a wig, Big Brother Mike?
No, it's dyed pink.
That's what
I
thought.
The way she was doing it, at first I thought it was a wig, but then I saw something she does, like, that's got to be dyed.
Whatever. No matter what, they can both suck it. And I hope. I wish it was still a double eviction on Thursday so I can see them both go home. But like we said, don't forget Thursday's live episode is not a double eviction, only...
And it might actually be live this week.
Yeah, and it might actually be live.
Well, we'll see. They said it's going to be live. We're going to get the... Well, probably what won't be live is the power of veto, but then the eviction is live on Thursday, and the new HOH competition is supposed to be.
And who knows? Maybe it won't be. Maybe, you know, Lydia's going to start, you know, slitting her wrists again or whatever, you know.
She needs to shut up.
She needs to calm the H down. Whatever. But yeah, so tune in to Big Brother on Thursday to find out which one of these hoe bags is going home. Find out if Jordan is actually a hoe puppet.
I'm a hoe puppet.
You're a hoe
puppet.
I'm
in the garden all day. In my puppet garden.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so if you want to get in touch with us here at Not Make Friends, you can email us at notmakefriends@gmail.com. Check out our website, notmakefriends.com, where we have tons of information about other reality shows and about crazy reality star murderers. You want to know what I'm talking about? Check it out on notmakefriends.com. You can Twitter us. Our Twitter handle is @notmakefriends. And if you want to get in touch with Big Brother Mike, he's on Twitter as well, and his Twitter handle is @BigBrother11. So we will talk to you next week. Any last-minute words, Big Brother Mike?
I'm the yum-yum. Save me!
All right. Listen in next week where we will be back to talk all about what craziness is going down then. See you then, guys.
Bye.
Knock it off, you numbskulls. We're podcasting.